We're on the bottom of Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. We're up to Itmar. Before the lines get wide, it's about 10 lines up. First word in the line is Itmar. The Gemara now is going to bring a machlokas amoroim about Malek Kodshim Bechutz Bizman Azeh, after the Churban Abayis, is he chayv or is he poter? Itmar Hamale, if a person is Malek Korban Bechutz. We have to see why he mentions Mala, not Shochet. Bizman Azeh, after Churban Beis HaMikdash, is he Chayev a Potter, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Chayev, is Chayev Kores, as if he was Mala Bechutz at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Reish Lakish Amar Potter. And here there's a Machlokas Rishonim. The Gemara formulates the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in the case of Mala, not in the case of Shochet. And one school of thought argues that there was machlokas dafka in the case of mala b'chutz b'zman hazeh, but shochet b'chutz b'zman hazeh, even Rabbi Yochanan would be moda that you're potur. Another school of thought says that even in the case of shochet b'chutz b'zman hazeh, Rabbi Yochanan holds yechayev. Tosus' shita back on daf nun tes is that Rabbi Yochanan is cholek only in the case of mala b'chutz, but in the case of shochet b'chutz, he agrees to Reish Lakish's position that you'd be potter after the Churban. And why is that? Because the Mizbeach doesn't exist. And the Gemara back on Daf Nun Tes establishes, in the case of Mizbeach Pogum, that all Karbonos are psulim, and therefore Bizman HaZeh, we don't have a Mizbeach at all. All the Karbonos are not Ru'uyim LePesach Ol Moed, and therefore there's no Chiv on Shechutei Chutz. Tosus adds that even in the case of halos karban b'chutz b'zman hazeh, l'chori should be potter for the same reason. It's not roi l'pesach oel moed, and yet Rabbi Yochanan clearly says that you're chayev in such a case. The answer, says Tosfos, is Rabbi Yochanan is talking about specific cases of mala b'chutz, two cases that we know of, where there's no need for a mizbeach. And that's number one, Ktores, and number two, Komet Shel Mincha. Ktores and Komet Shel Mincha do not require a Mizbeach, and therefore if there was a Pagam on the Mizbeach, that would in no way passel these Karbonos, and therefore you'd be Chayef HaLos Chutz. Tosus also says that it's possible that Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about a case where they built a Mizbeach on the Mokom HaZara, even though, again, there's no Beis HaMikdash, because, as we'll soon see, Rabbi Yochanan holds Kitchel Shaita v'Kitchel Asid Lavo. And then, after building the Mizbeach on the Azor, it was Makriv Bachutz. But in that case, I would have suggested that he should be Chayiv even for the Shechita, because he has a Mizbeach. In any event, Rashi in Masechta Beitza writes that Rabbi Yochanan would extend even to the case of Shochet Bachutz Bizman HaZeh Bichayev. And the Rambam says so explicitly in Hilchos Maisa Karbonos Perek Yutes, HaShochet Bachutz VaMala Bachutz is Chayev even Bizman HaZeh. The Rambam reiterates this position in Hilchos Bechoros, and that's also reflected in the Sefer HaChinuch. And the Radbaz says that according to the Rambam, when the Gemara says back on Daf Nun Tes that if the Mizbeach is Pogum, all the Karbonos are Psulim, that's only if you have a Mizbeach and it's Pogum, then all the Karbonos that are Nishchintu are Apostle. But if there's no Mizbeach at all, in the absence, total absence of Mizbeach, you could be Makriv in the Mokom HaMizbeach, without a Mizbeach, and the Karbonos are not Psulim, they're called Re'uyim LePesach Ol Moed. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev, why Kedusha Rishona, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, that was sanctified in Yerushalayim, or Yerushalayim itself was sanctified, and the Azara, this was all achieved by David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. His Kidshel Shaita, the Kidshel Asid Lavo, that Kiddush would sanctify Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash even for the period of time of after Churban. That's called Kidshel Shaita v'Kidshel Asid Lavo. So Yerushalayim is considered the Beis HaBechira, and that Kedusha still exists. The Iser Bamos which prohibits hakrova b'chutz applies, and therefore he'd be chayev for haktara b'chutz, halah b'chutz. Reish Lakish amar patur kiddush rishona kiddushal shaita v'lo kiddushal asid lava. The kiddush of Ezra of David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech was only for its time period. After the Churban, we go back to the state of Heter Bamos, and there's no Issur to be makriv a korban b'chutz. This is the way Rashi interprets the sugya towards the end of Masechta Zvachim. Tosis, on the other hand, back on Daf Samach Amid Beis, quotes the sheet of Rabbeinu Chaim and other Rishonim who agree with him, that there's no heter bamos, even according to Reish Lakish, the Achar Churban. But since Reish Lakish holds that Kidsha L'shaitav lo Kidsha Lasid Lavo, or the, according to Mani Omer, says Kidsha L'shaitav Kidsha Lasid Lavo, then you could be makriv on the Makom HaMizbeach, because the Makom HaMizbeach, even in the absence of the Mizbeach, is Kadosh. If you hold, and this is Reish Lakish's view, that lo kiddusha lasid lavo, then you're not allowed to be makriv even in the makom mizbeach bifnim. And therefore, if we want to understand why Reish Lakish holds your potur, even though there's no heter bamos for chutz bizman hazetz, because since the kiddush rishon of the bayis was lo kiddusha lasid lavo, therefore you're not allowed to be makriv bifnim. There's no kiddusha there. And the carbon is considered a neroi lepesach ol moed, is potur therefore for the halah bachutz. So the Gemara suggests nemo bepluta de Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua komiflgi, that this machlokes about kidsha, kiddusha rishon, kidsha l'shaita, v'kidsha lasid lavo, or lo kidsha lasid lavo, is really an earlier machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. This now we learned in the Mishnah in Edios, in the first parak, Omar Rabbi Eliezer. He's quoting his Rabosav, as we'll soon see. Kshayu bonim behechal, at the time that they built the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, at the time of Ezra, when they came up from Bavel. Hayu osim, now we're talking about both the Hechal and the Azara. He says, Ayahosim Kloyim Bahechal. And then he's going to say that those Kloyim in the Hechal, that those are the Ksolim around the Hechal, which were necessary in order to be Makadish the Hechal, because we're holding now that Kiddush Rishona is Kitchel Shaitav Alokish Idlosel, so we need a new Kiddush. And that kiddush has to be effectuated by Ezra for the Migdash HaSheni. So they made kloim around, these are ksolim, these are walls around the Heichal. And they also, in order to be Mekadish the Azoros, set up kloim around the Azora. Later on, these kloim were replaced by chomos, by something more permanent. But in the interim period, before they set up the ksolim, before they set up the chomos, they had this interim kind of set up with kloim. And that would effectuate the kiddush of the heichal and the azoros. Elo, shebeheichal, there's one difference between the two. In the case of the heichal, bonim, ayu bonim, esak solmi bachutz, they put the kloim up on the outside of the heichal. That's called mitzidam ha chitzoni shel kloim. And why is that? They didn't want the bonim, those who were in charge of building the Beis HaMikdash, to have a view of the heichal and be nene from that view. That's what the Gemara is going to call this tznius in a minute. But Bazara, hayu bonim yivifnim, they set up the chomos on the tzad apnimi shel kloim. But in any event, we see clearly from Rabbi Eliezer, the name of his Rabosov, that Ezra, when he established the second Mikdash, he had to be Mekadish, the Heichal and the Azaras, because Kedusha Rishona, lo Kiddusha Lasid Lavo. Am Rabbi Yoshua Shamati, what I heard from my Rebbeim, Yishayu Makrivim, they would be Makriv in the Azara, Afal Pisha Ein Bias. They didn't need to be Makadish that place for Hakrova. And that's because Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shaita Vikitch had lost in Lova. Not only that, the Ochlin, they could eat Kodshe Kodshim, which require Azara. In the Azara, the Makom Azara, even without the Kloyim, they didn't have to do an extra, a replacement Kiddush. Afal Pisha Ein Kloyim. So you could have an Azara with the Kedusha Azara for Shritas and Achilas Kodshe Kodshim. That generates... The Azara generates the requirements for Achilas Kodshe Kodshim of Kiddush Azara without doing a Maisa Kiddush through setting up the Kloyim. And Kodshe Kalim, well, Maisa Sheni, that can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, is you're allowed to eat it Afal Pishen Lo Choma. You don't have to do a new Kiddush by setting up a Choma, Mechitzas around Yerushalayim, if Nesha Kedusha Rishona, and now we're talking about both Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, Kitchel Shaitu and Kitchel Asid Lava. So the Gemara says that since Rabbi Yeshua holds that you don't need Kloim for the Heichal, because Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha, L'Shaitu and Kitchel Asid Lava, therefore the Kedusha is Chal even after Churban, whereas Rabbi Eliezer, who requires Kloim for the Heichal, is Lav Mechlal, shouldn't we assume, because Rabbi Eliezer Sovri holds Kedusha Rishona Lo Kiddush Alasid Lavo, so the original Kiddush of the Beis HaMikdash was Batel with Churban, when Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Mikdash, and therefore they need new Kloim to the Heichal, to Mekadish also, like the whole Seder, the whole sequence, the rite, R-I-T-E, as it is presented in Masechta Shavuos and Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, so that what we need is a bias, a Beis HaMikdash that's banui, that's built, and now there could be makriv karbonos in the Azara. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan now, who says that even Bizman Hazeh, there's an Isur of Maila Kodshin Bachutz, holds like Rabbi Yeshua. He's standing on the shoulders of Rabbi Yeshua, who holds Kidshol Shaita Vekidshol Asid Lavo. Reish Lakish, on the other, who says that Yinach Haifa lost Chutz Bizman Hazeh after Churban, he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, because Kedusha Rishona Kidshol Shaita Velo Kidshol Asid Lavo. And therefore, there's no possibility, according to Rabbi Eliezer, of bringing these karbonos. It's not Roy LePesach Oel Moed, and therefore there's no Isur Halah B'chutz, because the precondition for the Chiyuv Karis of Halah B'chutz is that it's Roy LePesach Oel Moed. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, in fact it is Roy LePesach Oel Moed, because we can be makdish the karbonos even without the bias in the Makom Azara, which has a Kedusha, even without Kloim and even Bizman Hazeh, and also Makriv Mafal Pi She'ein Mizbeach, or alternatively sets up a Mizbeach. And therefore, as we said before, even if we assume that Reish Lakish would hold that there is an Iser Bamos Bizman Hazeh, because the Beis HaBachir once established in the Makom HaMikdash Yerushalayim by Shlomo Melch generates an Iser Akrova Bubamas Liolam Void, but nevertheless for Shchutei Chutz you can only be Chayef if it's Roy LePesach Ol Moed. And Reish Lakish, insofar as he holds Kiddush Shaita Velo Kiddush Lasid Lavo, therefore there's no possibility to be Makriv Karbonos on the Makom Azara. So we're in a situation where it's not Roy LePesach Ol Moed, and therefore there's no Chiyuv for Chutz. The Gemara now says, Omer Reish Lakish, I can reject this. L'Ravashi. Mimai, how do you know that according to Rabbi Eliezer, is Kitchel Shaita Velo Kitchel Asad Dilma Kuli Alma, even Rabbi Eliezer holds that Kedusha Rishon and Kitchel Shaita Velo Kitchel Asad Lava. However, Mar, meaning Rabbi Eliezer, he was quoting his Rebbeim, Madashmiel Eka Omar, and he heard from them that they set up the Kloim for the Heichal and the Azara. Umar and Rabbi Yeshua, my Shamit Le, the Shmiel Le, he heard from his Rebosev Komar. That's what he told us over, and he heard that Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shait Vikitchel Asid Lavo. The Chitema. And if you'll say that since even Rabbi Lezer holds that Kedusha Rishona Kedusha Asid Lavo is Kloim, Rabbi Lezer Lomali, he's quoting his Rebbeim that they set up the Kloim around the Azores, why do they have to do such a thing? It would seem to be an exercise in futility. you can be makriv in the azor even without kloim. So Ravina answers, we have to say that the kloim were there for a different reason, not to be makadish the mokum for fakrovas karbonos, because kitchel shaitim and kitchel osid lovo. But why does Rabbi Eliezer require, in the name of his Rebbeim, require that they set up these kloim? It's litzius of the alma, in order to make sure that this place is concealed from the eyes of those who are building the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara quotes Machlokes Amoraim about what's called Etzem Mechuberes LeBosar. Now the carbon is made up of Bosar and Atzomos. The Atzomos do not require a separate Akhtara on the Mizbeach, but here the Etzem is connected, it hasn't been separated from the Bosar. And now the question is, when you violate a chiyuv kares of Allah b'chutz, the minimum shear is a kezayis. What happens if this kezayis is comprised of two components? It has the basar and it has the etzem ha-mechuberes le-basar. Is itmar? Here we start with the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Amale. If he does the Allah of the basar korban b'chutz v'ein bo kezayis, but etzem mashlimo lekezayis, Rabbi Yochanan Machayev, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you could be mitzaref the etzem to the basar to create a kezayis basar and set up a chiv karis for halah bachutz. That's the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, we had a brisa back on Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis that says that if you are mala atzomos of a carbon b'chutz, you're potur. And that's not a stira to what we see in Rabbi Yochanan, because that's a case where he's mala atzomos. Here we're talking about an etzem mechuberes lebosar. Now the Mishnah back on top, Pei Hei Amid Beis, establishes that even bifnim, you don't have to be maktir. You don't have to take the atzamos of the carbon and put them on the mizbeach. Again, all this is true because there's no chibur between the etzem and the basar. The etzem is now a separate entity. It doesn't require akhtara. And therefore, if you mala b'chutz these atzamos, you potter. However, as long as the etzem is mechuberes, then it requires haktara together with the basar. It's an extension of the basar. Therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, it should be mashlim the kezayis and be mechayev him, even though in basar he only has half a kezayis. Now, let's also point out here that the Gemara later on at Daf Kuf Ches Amid Beis records a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish within the shita of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, as far as Maila Dover Chaser Bachutz. We spoke about this yesterday, that you're not chayev, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, Falos Chutz in the case of Chaser. And the question is, what exactly is Chaser? Does it mean the Behema itself is Chaser, it's missing a part, or the Aver that he was mala b'chutz is missing a part? Now here he was mala only a kezayis, which is comprised of both basar and etzem. L'chor feshua, according to everyone, that should be chaser. But maybe now we're talking about a shita later on at Daf Kuf Tes Amid Beis that the word chaser has a different connotation. When are you part of chaser b'chutz? That's in a case where he has pachus mikizayis. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan wants to say. This is not called chaser, even though there may be a minimum amount of basar here, because we can mashal the basar with the etzem ha-mechuberes. There's another possible approach here. We could say that even according to the Mandiyom, who says you're part of an ever chaser, forgetting about introducing a less than a kizayis here, but you can only be chai for an Aver Shalem. And that's only one condition of two conditions. The second condition is that you need kezayis. So you need both A plus B in order to be chai for Allah's chutz. You need an Aver Shalem and you need a kezias, a volume of a kezias. Here, where the Gemara is recording a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, do we have a kezias or do we not have a kezias? Rabbi Yochanan is willing to accept kezias here because of the etzem amechuberes, which is mitzurav, and Reish Lakish rejects it. Therefore, Reish Lakish amar potur. And the Gemara now explains the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish regarding etzem amechuberes is a mitzurav to be mashlim the kezias pasar. And he's chayav alos chutz. Rabbi Yochanan are chayav. Why? Chibure olim keolim dami. Now let's translate these words. Olim is the basar. Chibure olim means the etzim that's mechubra to the basar. Keolim, they have the same status as the olim, which is a general term that's used for anything that you chayav to be makriv on the mizbeach. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying that since, insofar as the fact that these atzomos are connected to the boss, so you haven't separated them, is therefore ka'olim domi. The atzomos, as long as they're mechubaras lebosar, generate a chiyuv haktara. In other words, the chiyuv haktara bifnim applies or extends not just to the bosar, but it also includes the atzomos. In other words, even though if you have atzomos bifnei atzman with a not mechubaras lebasa, there's no chiv to be makd to them. But in the case of mechubaras lebasa, you chayv to be makd to them bifnim. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds that since it's a chiv haktara on the atzomos in this case, then you calculate the atzomos and incorporate them into the shir kezayis of the basa. And therefore, he's chayv alos chutz of a kezayis that's comprised, that's made up of both basar and atzomos. Reish Lakish amar potur chibure olim lavka olim dami. Even though the atzomos are connected to the basar, they're not mitzurefes to be mashlim the kezayis of the basar. Even though there's a chibur, they're connected. You didn't separate the atzomos and strip the basar from the atzomos, but nevertheless, the atzomos remain a separate entity that cannot be integrated with the basar to form the shear of kezayis. And therefore, if he's mal b'chutz, he is, in other words, if he's mal b'chutz, a concoction, a connection between basar of pachus b'kezayis together with atzomos, he's potter. Now, to explain this machlokes, we have a Taras HaKodesh. He says the following. The Rabbi Yochanan holds that since there's a mitzvah that atzomos amechubaros lebasar should be brought on the Mizbeach, as the Gemara dashes it back on Daf Pei Vav from the Pasuk V'hikter HaKoines HaKol HaMizbeach, is therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, since there's a chiyuv haktar in this case, vis-a-vis the atzomos, as long as they're mechubaros lebasar, therefore they're mitztarif to the shir haktar b'chutz. Reish Lakish, on the other hand, holds that since there's no chiyuv to be makd to the atzomos, b'toras atzomos, and as mitzar atzma, as an independent entity, is therefore you cannot be mitzarif these atzomos to the shir haktar for chiyuv chutz. They're not part of the basar because there's no chiyuv haktara on the atzomos mitzad atzman. It's almost like a din of bittel that as long as the atzomos are mechubaros, so there's a chiyuv haktara, but the atzomos per se, in and of themselves, inherently, in the fiber of the reality of the mitzius of the atzomos, that's not basar. That's a separate entity, and that doesn't really, in and of itself, as a separate entity, belong on the mizbeach. So, therefore, to say that therefore you chayev for chutz because you mitzarif the atzomos, that doesn't make any sense. Now, I'm just wondering what would happen if the kohen at the time of the shechita, the zriki, had a machsheves psul, like chutzim zman, chutzim komo, but only vis-a-vis the atzomos. He had in mind that he's going to be makd to the atzomos tomorrow. According to Reish Lakish, for sure, that would not be a machshava poseles, because the atzamos don't lend themselves to haktorah. There's no machayev haktorah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we could vacillate on this, because since they're mechubaros, maybe it's considered part of the basar and has a shame basar, even though it's an etzam. Now Rava has a suffix about melach. Can you incorporate, integrate the melach into the shear of kezias? Let's say the basar is chatzi kezias and the melach is chatzi kezias. Boy, Rava Hamale, here we're looking at Amud Kach, Rosh Ben Yonah. Now Rava, in his suffix about Hashloma through Melach, Hashloma's Kizayis Al Yidei Melach, he mentions specifically his suffix, he couches his suffix in the framework of Rosh Shel Yonah. Why? Because the Rosh Shel Yonah is an Eva Sholem, as we discussed before. In order to be Sholem and Archos, we need two conditions to be fulfilled. Number one, it's got to be that the entire Aver is there in its entirety. Number two, it's got to have a Kezias. Even if it's an Aver Sholem, we still need the volume of a Kezias. Now, in this particular case, we have Rosh Al Yonah, which is an Aver Sholem. But it's a very small aver, right? If you take a look at the head of a little dove, and therefore it doesn't have the second condition. It may be an aver sholem, but it's still chasin in the sense that it has no kizayis. Here's where the question of Rava becomes very relevant. Why? Melech mashlimo kizayis? Can I say that even if this Rosh Ben Yonah as basar does not have a kezias, I can integrate the melach and the mashlim, the shear of kezias? Mau, what's the din? Do we have a right to say that the melach itself is mashlim, the shear kezias? He's chai from halos chutz, as if there was a full kezias of basar, or it's not mashlim, and therefore he's left with a half a kezias of the rosh shel basar, and he's not chai from halos chutz on less than a kezias. Let's mention that the Mishnah, back on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, clarifies that before the Haktara of the Rosh Ha'of, because we're talking about a Ben Yonah here, there's a mitzvah to do Melicha B'melach, which applies to all Karbonos. There's always a mitzvah of Molcham before Haktarosam al Gabi Mizbech, and that's derived from the Pasuk in Vayikra Beis, Al Kol Karbonecha Takriv Melach. Let's also mention that as far as Haktar Bifnim, Rava never had a suffix as to whether or not he's Chayav when he's makter a carbon that doesn't have a kezias, and the melech is mashlim in the kezias, there for sure he would be chayav faktara bifnim. What I mean to say is that he's chayav to be makter the carbon even if there's no kezias at all. So you don't have to enter into the question of being mitzaref the melech. As far as halas chutz is concerned, here's where Rav had a suffix. Since he's not chayev on a halah that doesn't have a kezias, and we see something very similar in the case of Lavona, where inside it's kosher, even bikurt, a very, very small amount, that's a sugi menachas yud alef, but b'chutz, he's not chayev unless he does a haktara of a kezias of Lavona. So that again, if you're asking the question, what happens with this Ben Yonah? Is there a Chiyuv Haktara inside the on the Mizbeach? If it doesn't have a Kezayis, it's a very small piece, then for sure he has a Chiyuv, a mitzvah of Haktara Sakarbon, even if there's no Kezayis. I don't even have to enter into the issue of Melicha, of Melach, where the Melach is Mashlim with Kezayis. Amalei Rava mi prazakya liravashi. There's no reason to justify such a suffix. This is not a suffix. He says,
v'lav haynu plutayu d'Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish. Rav is basically reiterating the old suffix of Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish. We spoke about an etzem mechuba lebasar, and we want to know if the etzem is mashlin the shir of kizayis. Do we hold chibure olim ka'olim or not? Rabbi Yochanan holds chibure olim ka'olim, and therefore in melach, the melach should be mashlin to kizayis. Reish Lakish holds chibure olim lav ka'olim, so we're not mitzarif the etzem to the kizayis basar, and here too ain't a melach mashlin kizayis. So Gemara says no. You're making a mistake here. The suffix of Rava is not dependent upon the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. There's no interdependence over here. Tiboyle Rabbi Yochanan and Tiboyle Reish Lakish. The suffix here about Melach, whether it's mitztarif to the Kizayis, is valid both according to Rabbi Yochanan and according to Reish Lakish as well. And the Gemara spells it out now. Tiboyle Rabbi Yochanan. Ad kan lokom Rabbi Yochanan hasam. In the case of Etzem Mechuberas Lebosar. And we were mitzarif the etzem to the kizayis. That's only elabi etzem dimina de basar. Who the etzem is mina basar, and therefore could be mitzarif to the basar. However, avol melach the lav mina de bar yonahu. The melach is not mimin basar of the ben yona. Lo, Rabbi Yochanan would agree here in this case that you cannot use the melach as a vehicle to be mashlim the shir kizayis. Tiboyle Reish Lakish. Ad kan lokom Reish Lakish hasam. In the case of Etzem Mechuberes, Reish Lakish objects to being mitzarif the Etzem to the Basar to be mashlim kizayis el de'i parish mina lav mitzvah lasuke. If let's say the Etzem was porish, was separated from the Basar, there's no mitzvah of halah, of haktorah, on the etzem. You don't have to put it on the mizbeach and burn it on the mizbeach, and therefore it's not mitzarif to the basar. And that's the shita of Reish Lakish aval hacha. But here in the case of melach, the parish, if the melach was separated from the rosh yonah in this case, is mitzvah asuke, would still have a mitzvah of molich al kol karbonecha takriv melach. So there'd be mitzvah to again add the melech to the karbon, again if it's before the Torah, and the Torah says lo sash bis melech bris alokecha, is therefore lo, in this case Reish Lakish would not say that we have to block the tziruf as we did in the case of an etzem, because the etzem bifnei atzmo, once it was separated, has no din of Torah at all. But melech, if it would be removed from the basar, from the rosh hayon, in this case you'd have to replace it with melech. So you see how important, how integral the melech is to the karbon, and therefore we should be mitzarif it to be mashlim the kizayis. O Dilma, here's the other side in Rav Loshna, that Eino Chinami, the issue of melech, whether it's mitzarif to the shear of kizayis or not, is dependent upon the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish teku. And we leave this as an unanswered question. The Rambam, in fact, in Maisa Karbonos Perek Yutes, says since the Sofek, if he went ahead and he was makriv of such a thing, Bachutz, he would not get any punishment. We can't give him Malkus for that. Now, here is a very important point that we want to make. Now, even though I understand the Svara here that the Gemara formulates in terms of Reish Lakish, that there's a mitzvah of Malik on the Karbon, but we're focused on the melach that was brought bachutz together with the rosh ha'of. That melach has nothing to do with the mizbeach. Meaning, if that melach is separated from the rosh ha'of, you would have to maybe put melach on the mizbeach with the karba, but not that particular melach. Meaning, if we want to know and we want to determine whether or not this tziruf of the melach into the basar. So in the case of Atzamos, it's this Etzem, since it's Mechuberes, has a din of Akhtara together with the Basar. And we can call it Mina. But if you're talking about Melach, there's no special din of this Melach. It's not like this Heftz of Melach has to be Mitzurf to the Karbon. If not this Melach, just take Melach out of your cupboard. So here we have a chiddush of both the Chazon Ish apparently and the Brisker Rav, and they say the following: that once the carbon was humlach, you know, and so you added the salt, then that melach actually becomes like the emurim of the carbon. In other words, there's a chalos chiyuv haktara on the melach. The melach now becomes mitzurif to the chefts of the carbon. And this you could derive from a sugya in Menachos Daf Chaf Aleph Amin Beis with regard to Me'ila, that even though as a general rule there's no Me'ila in Melach, but that's only before the Humlach, that's only before you salted the Karma. Once the Melach was added to the Karma, then there's a din of Me'ila. And that's what Rava wants to know: can it be Chayav for the Haktar of the Melach Bachutz even though he's, or I shouldn't say even though, because since he's chayav to be makter the melach, because once the humlach process was implemented, the melach becomes part and parcel, integral to the cheft of the karmon, haraya, it generates an iser me'ila, is therefore, even though it's not the ikar karmon, but he's chayav to be makter it, and therefore perhaps it could be mitzuraf as far as setting up the shear of kizayis is concerned.
Mishnah formulated a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Aglil and the Chachomim regarding someone who shechted the karbon outside of the Azara, violated the Isra Halah, and then he or someone else was malabachut. So there was both a shechita bachutz and a malabachut. If there was a shechita bifnim and the halah is bachutz, everybody agrees. That's the classical case of a violation of an Isur Kares and a Chiyuv Chatos b'shogeg for halah bachutz. But machlokas Rabbi Yossi Aglil and the Chachamim, as recorded in our Mishnah, is the case where he shechted it bachutz and now he's mala bachutz. Rabbi Yossi Aglil insists that he's potter because his halah was on a dover pasul. Once the shechita took place outside the Azor, it pasuls the karbon. And the Chachamim said to him, well, wait a minute, Rabbi Yossi, you should be a little bit more consistent here, because even in the case of Shechita Bifnim, the very moment that the carbon was removed from the Azara, it's possible B'Toris Yotze. So the Gemara now offers two approaches to defend Rabbi Yossi Aglil against the slings and arrows of the Chachamim. First we have Rebbe's approach, and then Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's approach. According to Rebbe Heshiv, Rebbe Tachas, as if to substitute, as a lawyer would substitute for his client, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there's no proof whatsoever, says Rebbe, from the fact that you're chayev in the case of halah b'chutz when the karm was shechted inside the karm. That has no connection to our discussion, our debate, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, in the case where he did the shechita outside the Azor. Mal shochet bifnim u'mal b'chutz shohoyselo shasa kosher. Tomer b'shochet chutz u'mal b'chutz shohoyselo shasa kosher. Rebbe says the fundamental difference between the two cases: if he shechted the carbon inside, at that point the carbon is kosher, and now he could be chayv for mala b'chutz. That's called hoyselo shasa kosher. And notice at the time, post shechita, the haktara was ripe. You know, the carbon was ripe for haktara. It was kosher for haktara. Gabi mizbeah. Why? Because the shechita took place inside. The zrikas adam was inside, and now he's mala the carbon on the outside of the azara. There for sure he should be chayv. But Tomar, in the case of where he shechted a bachutz, there was never a shasa kosher. Once it was shechted a bachutz, it became possible immediately, and you can't be makter on gavim mizbech. So this cheftza, this basar, was never omed lihi karev. They never had a moment where it was royally karev, because right after, with the shechita bachutz, it became possible mizbech. Mashen kein, if the shechita was bifnim, now the karban as a cheftza is shaykh to the mizbech. Now, you could argue that there was a shasa kosher after the hegdish, after he was magdish the karbon, even if he shechted a bachutz, meaning in that window, in that
time period between Hakdosha and Shechita Bachutz, there was a Shasach Kosher, but the premise of this sugya is that the Shasach Kosher has to be after the Shechita. Now we have Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, he comes forward with an alternative defense for Rabbi Yossi, again Tachas Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and he says he can't prove anything from the fact that you're chayev in the case where the Shechita took place inside. That doesn't prove a thing about the case where the Shechita took place b'chutz, outside the Azara. Mala shochet b'fnim u'mala b'chutz, at least in the case where he shechted it inside the Azara, Shekain Kodesh Mekablo, meaning if he would take it back into the Azara and put it on the Mizbech, we have Halacha of im Allah lo yered. So in other words, since once the Shechita was a Shechita Ksheir Bifnim, that fixes the Karban, fixes meaning, I don't mean fixing in the sense of rectifying it, but I mean to say it sets up a permanent status of this Karban, that it can be brought on the Mizbeach, even if it suffers a psul of Yotze, because you can bring it back into the Azara. And we have a principle called Im Allah Lo Yered. So you have something that was posul b'toras Yotze, you bring it back into the Azara. If you put it back on the Mizbeach, then you're Makayim the Kiyum HaKrova. And that's called Psulo Bakodesh, which is addressed by the Mishnah back on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. Any karban that has a psul bakodesh im ola al gabi mizbech lo yerid and we makter it. Rashi explains what's considered psulo bakodesh. It means that it became posul after it came into the Azara. Some psul occurred, some incident, some irua, and it became posul. If the karban was posul before it came into the Azara, then it's not considered psulo bakodesh, and the din would be faker terim ola al gabi mizbech yered. You're not allowed to be makter. Tosus has a slightly different or alternative definition of psulo bakodesh, and he says it all depends upon the moment of shechita. In other words, if at the moment of shechita the karma was kosher, and then it became posel after the shechita, that's called psulo bakodesh. If on the other hand the carbon never had a shechita behechsher, and the psul therefore is as early as the shechita, or let's say the shechita before the shechita, or tokedei shechita psula, that's called lo haya psulo bakodesh. And the nafkamina is going to be whether we apply the principle of ma'ala lo yerit. So in this case, where he shechted it bifnim, and then enochinami, it was taken outside, and then he did Allah b'chutz, that's called psulo bakodesh, meaning at the time of the shechita, and certainly when he brought it into the Azara, it was kosher. And then as a result of the psul of Yotze, in this case of psulo bakodesh, im ola lo yerit. Tomar, but in the case of Shochet Bachutz, where the Shechit itself was Bachutz, that's not considered Psula Bakodesh. Again, this fits in a lot better according to Tosfos Shita, that if Tokedei the Shechita was a Shechita Psula, then it's no longer Psula Bakodesh, and Imolo Yeridu. According to Rashi, we're going to have to add another element here, that it was never brought into the Azara. Is in the case of Shechita Bachutz Ein Kodesh Mekablo, even if he brings it back into the Azara and he was malid on the Al Gabi Mizbech, is Yered, you have to take it off. You know, you're not allowed to be mocked to this. It's not Psulo Bakodesh. And therefore, there's no proof at all from the case of Halah Bachutz, meaning after it was Yotze, where the Shechita was Bifnim, to the case of Rabbi Yossi, where the Shechita itself was Bachutz, and therefore it's not Psula Bakodesh. The Gemara now asks, "My Beit Nayhu, is there an afkabina la'locha between the Svara of Rebbe of Lohaisol Shasakosha and the Svara of Blazer of Shimon of Ein HaKodesh Mekablo, meaning it's not Psula Bakodesh?" Amr Zairi. Gemara offers two nafkabinas, one in the name of Zairi and one in the name of Rabba. Seiri says shchita v'alayla ika beinayu. Let's say he shechted the carbon in the azara balayla. And the Gemara Masechta Megillah derives from a pasuk Vayikra Yutes by Biyom Zivchachem that a carbon has to be shechted by Yom, and if it was shechted by Lila, it's pasuk. So how is this an afkamina between Rebbe and Rebbe Lozav and Rebbe Lozav Reb Shimon? According to Rebbe, if the carbon was shechted by Lila Bifnim and then he was Malik Bachutzi Bipotah, that's called lo haisalo shas hakosh, because the shchit of alayla is a shchit of psula, and therefore you never had a moment when the basar was royal haktar al gabi mizbeach. That's called lo haisalo shas hakosher, and in such a case, if he was malah b'chutz, he would be potter, and no one would deny that. However, according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, his interpretation of Rabbi Yossi Aglili is whether it's Kodesh Mekablo, it's Psulo Bakodesh, or it's not Psulo Bakodesh. And in this case, where the Shechita took place by Laila, the Maila Bachutz would be Chayav according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because it's Hukdash Mekablo. Why? Because the Halach is in Shechita by Laila, it's Machlokas Tanoim, that im ola lo yered. Who holds im ola lo yered? If you take a look at the Mishnah back of Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, that's the Shita of Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda, in fact, argues and he disagrees and he says that Nishka de Palaila im ola yered. So that if we go back now to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, he's going to be potter for Maila Bachutz if you hold like Rav Yehuda, but since we're going now according to Rav Shimon who holds that Nishchata Balayla is Im'olu Yerdu, I'm sorry, Im'olu Lo Yerdu, therefore he's Chayef Alos Chutz. Rav Amar, Rav has another scenario, a different scenario, which would depend upon the two opinions of Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon in Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Kabbalah B'Kli Chol. No, so he didn't have a kli sharis. He was mekabel adam after shkita in the azara with a kli chol. Ika beinayu. That's going to be the nafkamina l'das Rebbe according to Rebbe. It all depends on shas hakosher. In this case, since there was no kabbalah sadam, it's like the dam fell on the ritzpah because he was mekabel in a kli chol. Is therefore, once he takes his carbon outside and he's malet b'chutz, he's potter because there's lo hayelo shas hakosher. So now we're saying the shas hakosher has to be after the kabbalah sadam. You know, it's not in that window between shechita and kabbalah. That's not enough. Immediately following the shechita, you have kabbalah sadam in a kli sharis, and then it's royal mizbeach. Here, and then that gives it a shas hakosher mizbeach. But here, the Kabbalah itself was not a Kabbalah, and therefore the Dam never really was royal Mizbeach. It's not Shas HaKosher, and therefore Rebbe claims in this case that Rabbi Yossi Aglili would be Moda that Yipotur. I'm sorry. That even though the Shkita was Bifnim, Rebbe says that Rabbi Yossi Aglili would be Moda that Yipotur, because there was no valid Kabbalah Saddam, and that's called Lo Haisal or Shas HaKosher. According to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, on the other hand, in this case, he would be Chayav. Why the Shechita was Bifnim, and even though there was no valid Kabbalah Saddam, it's still called Pisulo Bakodesh, that Hegdish could be Mekabalit, and Ola Lo Yered, because there was a Shechita Ksher. Now the Mishnah establishes that there's going to be a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Chachom in the case of a tameh. Tameh means he has what's called tumas haguf, and the basar of the karbon is also tameh. So we have a double whammy over here. The Chachomim say that in such a case he's chayav. Why? Because since he's tameh tumas haguf, he's not allowed to eat basar kodshim, and he has a chi of karis in such a case. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, no, if the tamei tumas haguf ate basar that was tahar, then he's chayav. But if it was a tamei she'ochal tomei, knows not only was it tumas aguf, but the basa was tomei, then he's potur, because since he ate a dover tomei, then the iser here is the iser of kadshim tmeim, but not the iser of guf, of tumas aguf. So the Chachamim and our Mishnah counter against Rabbi Yossi. Once again, we want to see if we could defend Rabbi Yossi. And the Chachamim say, wait a minute. If that be the case, when could you imagine under the stars that there would be a chiyuv for Tumas Aguf, a chiyuv Kares, which the Torah specifies? After all, the very moment he picks up the basar, he's metami the basar before he eats it. So Shapik Amrle Rabbanu Rabbi Yossi Aglili. How do we explain Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds that if the basa was tamei, then he's potter, even though he's a tamei. But if the basa was tar, then if he's tamei, he's chayiv kares. Why? I mean, after all, he's metameit when he picks it up. Amar Rava tries to defend Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The nitma Tumas Agufi Achreche Nitma Basar. The sequence here is critical. There are two tumas here. There's Tumas Aguf and there's Tumas Abasar. Which came first? And the answer is that if the Tumas Aguf came first, then even Rabbi Yossi Agli would agree that he's Chayav. Despite the fact that the Basar became Tomei, but since it became Tomei post Tumas Aguf, then the Issa that's locked in here is Tumas Aguf and Yechayv Kares. Shekein, Tumas Aguf Bekares. So the Issa Achila in Tumas Aguf, which emerged before the Chalos of the Issa Achila of the Tumas Basa, is that Issa of Tumas Aguf is locked in. And even if the basa became tomei subsequently, nevertheless he's chayev kares for tumas aguf, meaning if he eats the basa. Ki pligi, what's the scenario in which Rabbi Yossi Aglili says nein, he's not chayev this tomei tumas aguf, he's not chayev for eating the basa, meaning he's not chayev kares and he's not chayev achatos? That's the reverse sequence. The very moment that the basar became tomei, it's osur b'achila, albeit not a chiv kares. There's no chiv chatas here, but there's an iser achila, and that's the Mishnah back on Daf Kufov. So since achar kach nitma aguf, here's where Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that you cannot superimpose, there cannot be a chalos of the tumas aguf iser on top of the tumas basar. The tumas basar itself generates an iser, albeit without a chiv kares. Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan is going to say that the iser tumas aguf will be chal on top of, piggybacking on top of the iser of the chatichas basar basar tome, and that's called migu. And what's the logic of migu? Okay, this piece of basar became tomei at time T1. So there's an iser that's totally focused exclusively on this piece of basar. Any other basar is of kachim is tar, so there's no iser obviously. But now the gavra became tomei, betumas haguf. Now every single piece of kachim is also to him. So we're going to apply the principle of migu, that since the iser tumas aguf will be chal vis-a-vis every single chatichas basar of kodshim in the world, as long as they're toros, now there's in addition going to be a chalos iser tumas aguf chal on this particular basar that's tumah, even though the tumas basar predated the tumas aguf. And that's called an Isur Kolel. An Isur Kolel means if the second Isur has a more expanded scope, then it could be Chal despite the Chalos that came before it of an Isur. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Sarva Lo Amrinan Migu. Rabbi Yosef Aglili does not accept that the second Iser, namely Tumus Aguf, could be Chal as a valid Iser on top of the Iser of Basar Tame, even though it's an Iser Kolil, it cannot be Chal. We have a principle called Ein Iser Chal Iser. I don't care whether it's Kolil, it's not Kolil. And once the Basar became Asar Bachila because of Tumus Basar, there's no Chalos Iser, an additional Iser of Tumus Aguf. And therefore, he's not Chayav Karis. Now, don't bring any proof now, or any analogy, to the case of a person who became Tomei, and now he's holding on to a piece of Kodshim, which are Tahorim, which are Tar, and now he goes ahead and he eats the Kodshim. Because in that case, there was already a Chalos Iser of Tumas Guf before the Iser Achila, which it was engendered, which emerged when he, the Tomei, picks up the Basar. And here we don't have a principle of any Iser Chal Iser. As long as the Iser was Chal and there was nothing, no barrier or blockage, then it's Chal, period. Now here we have a discussion. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Yosi nehi de migulo amrinon teise betumas aguf de chamir v'tochol al tumas basar." Let's compare these two isurim. As we indicated earlier, the isur of achilas basar kodshim tmeim—that's only a lav. There's no additional chumra of kares. But in the case of tumas aguf, there's an isur kares. And therefore, the isur of tumas aguf is what's called an isur chamur. And now we should apply the principle of Iser Chal al Iser. The second Iser, which is more chomer than the Rishon, the first Iser, should be Chal in the second Iser. In fact, the Gemara in Masech Techulin on Daf Kufav quotes Rabbi Yossi Aglili himself, who's Modeh, that if the second Iser is Kolel, it's a chomer Dika Iser, it's Chal on the Iser Chal. And here, in the case of Tumas Aguf, which is now an Iser Chomer de Chamira Yechayv Kores, it should be Chal Tochol al Iser Achilas Tumas Basar, which is Kala with a Kuf. And I say that today on Tu B'Av, Kala with a Kuf, Shein Olech Yiv Kores. That Tumas Basar is relatively a lightweight Iser, because it doesn't have a Chiv Kores like Tumas Aguf has. So the Iser Chomer of Tumas Aguf will be Chal even subsequent in time to the less severe Iser of Tumas Basar that was Chal already before it. So why then would Rabbi Yossi argue against the Chachamim in a case where the Tumas Basar predated the Tumas Aguf? Even in such a case, Rabbi Yossi Aglili should certainly be Mode that he be Chayef for Achilas Kodshim b'Tumas Aguf. And the reason for that is because Tumas Aguf is a Tumah Chamura, and a Tumas Chamura with Iser Kares should be Chal on top of a Tumah Kala of Achilas Basar Tameh. Even though the Tumas Basar took place before the Tumas Aguf, nevertheless the Tumas Aguf with that Iser Kares as an Iser Chomer should be Chal. Omer of Ashi, Mimai, the Tumas Aguf Chamura, you're right. If you analyze these and compare these two Isuri Achila, one for Tumas Basar, one for Tumas Aguf from the perspective of the Onesh, you do certainly come to the conclusion that Tumas Aguf is an Isur Chamur vis-a-vis Tumas Basar. However, let's look at the broader picture. There are other elements, there's at least one other element, one other dimension that should be taken into consideration and added to the equation. Tilma Tumas Basar Chamura Shekein Ein Lo Tara B'Mikvah. Tumas Basar is an irreversible process. You cannot take the Basar and be retired in the Mikvah. Whereas Tumas Aguf, that's a temporary situation. All the person has to do is be Tovel himself in a Mikvah and he becomes Tar. So therefore, the Iser V'Achilas Tumas Basar has a certain chumra that doesn't have its corresponding parallel in the case of the Iser Achila b'Tumas Aguf. And therefore, we cannot say that the Tumas Aguf is more chumra and therefore be chal on top of the Tumas bosa. That would make sense if it was netto, it was pure chumra on top of kula. But here it's not. It's a complex bag, and it's to some extent, from some perspective, these are tumas bosa is even more chumur than the isur tumas aguf in so far that it doesn't lend itself to be revoked. Whereas you can remove the isur tumas aguf, you cannot remove the isur tumas bosa. You know, on a Jewish level, you know, if you view tumas aguf as sin, you know, man is capable of sin, but the sin doesn't change him, doesn't transform him. He still could do tshuva, and that's the tara b'mikvah. Other objects, they don't have the possibility of doing tshuva. Anyway, let's learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah speaks about shchita b'chutz and mala b'chutz, and compares the two. Chomer b'shchita mi ba'liya, v'chomer ba'liya mi b'shchita. So the Mishnah now clarifies what are the respective chumras of shchita and halah in the case of chutz. Chomer b'shchita shashochet lehejot chaya, filu amala lehejot potu. The chumra of shchitas chutz is that if he shechted it for the purpose of achilas hejot, and this behemoth was a zevach of kodshim, he's going to be chayav, even though he had in mind a shchitas chulin, a regular shchita. But insofar as the behemoth was kodshim, it has to be shechted inside the azor. Mila in the case of lehejot, potu. Notice there's a precondition in halas chutz that the halah has to be done for the sake of a karbam, not for the sake of hejot. Why is male bachutz lehejot potur? And that's something that the Gemara is going to clarify, because we have a ribui for shochet lehejot in the case of chutz, because the pasuk says in Vayikra Yizayin ish ish, and that's marbe an ish shochet l'shem ish. In the case of male, we don't have any ribui for the case of mala le'ish, mala le'hejot. On the contrary, when it comes to mala, the pasuk says lasos oso l'ashem, and that's a mute. That excludes the case of someone who wasn't mala l'shem Hashem. Again, we're going to try to flesh out the details when we get to the sugya a little bit later on. Rashi says that the mala l'shem chavero is really an oved avodah zarah, and he's chayev mishum mala l'avodah zarah, and that's why he's not chayev in the case of mala l'chavero, mala l'hejot. If he was mazen in the halah for avodah zarah, in this case of halah b'chutz, then he would be chayev. And it would be a sort of a kimlev with Rabbi Minei, right? She doesn't spell it out, but because he's chayv mishum halal avodah zara. And even though there's also halal b'chutz, that would pater up to chiv chatos. Now, it's not clear why Rashi needed to interpret our case as a malal avodah zara. It could be that it was malal for some tzorech, not for the sake of avodah zara. And it could be that Rashi holds that if he was mala for some other tzarech, we don't even need a pasuk, because that's not called halah at all. You know, to give it a shem halah, it would have to be for some purpose of avoda, like an avoda zara situation. And Rashi now introduces the p'tur here because he's chayv mishum avoda zara. Tosfos here, Dibur HaMasav HaMala, has a couple of kashes on Tosfos, and he thinks that if he was Mala L'Avodah Zarah B'Mezid, then he's not called a Shogeg, even with regard to Halos Chutz, because there's a Braisa in Chulim regarding a Mumer L'Avodah Zarah that he's considered a Mumer L'Kol Tar Kula, and he's not Chayv Chatas on any Avera that he violated B'Shogeg. There's only a chiyuv chatos on the case of Ashav Miyidiyoso, someone who, when he knew about it, he would desist. But if he's a mumer l'kol tar kula, that's not considered shav midiyasa. Tosa says ma'al lehejet is not considered an oved avodah zarah. He's not being miskaven l'shem avodah zarah. In any event, that's the first part of our Mishnah. Now the Mishnah flips it around the other way. Chomer be'aliyah. In other words, halah b'chutz has a chumra that we don't find in a corresponding way in shechita b'chutz. And that is shnayim she'ochazu b'sakin v'shochtu p'turin, but shnayim she'ochazu b'ever v'helu chayovin. So if there's a partnership here in either the shechita or the halah, in the case of shechita, two people shechted together b'chutz, a korban b'chutz. In the case of halah, two people held on to an aver of the kodshim and placed it on a fire outside of the azara. With regard to shechita, they're potter, because this partnership undermines the ability to isolate one of the two shochtim and say, well, he was the one who shechted b'chutz. But in the case of halah, they work in tandem and they're both chayev. Now the Mishnah wants to address the case of hela b'chutz, if he takes the behema and piecemeal, he does many, many multiple halos on the same behema. So let's read it together with the Hebrew translation. Hela aver mi behemas korban b'chutz b'shogeg v'nodolo sha'asur. So he was a shogeg. He didn't know that taking this aver of kodshim would be a violation of chutz. So that's called a shogeg. And then chazar v'hela, again he forgot somehow, and he did another shogeg on the same behema. And again he finds out about it. Again he forgets. V'chaz v'hela a third time from the same behema. Is chayav al-kol halah, al-kol aliyah v'aliyah b'fnei atzman. Divi Reb Shimon, Reb Yossi Omer, eino chayav ela achas. So we understand intuitively Reb Yossi Shita here, because if you violate the same aver multiple times, you only bring one chatus. The only problem is that the case here is yedios mechalkos. So it's not helim achas. So we need an explanation here for Rav Yossi. On the other hand, if we take the shita here of Rabbi Shimon, it makes sense if we assume yedios mechalkos. And after the first halah of one of the evarim of the Beim of Achutz, b'shogeg, he found out that it was asur. So that's already a yedia hamechalekes. That's why he's chayev al kol achas v'yachas. But all this will become clearer, I believe, when we see the Sugis HaGemara. The Mishnah continues and records a machlokes, an additional machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Yossi opens up this part of the Mishnah and he says, Eino chayev ad sheyala l'rosh ha-mizbeach. You're only chayev halah b'chutz if he builds a mizbeach outside of the Azara. And there on that mizbeach, He's mala the carbon. Rav Shimon Omer, no, he doesn't have to build the mizbeach to be chayef halah b'chutz. Afilu hela al hasela o al ha'even chayef. He's chayef halah b'chutz anywhere. Now, why does Rabbi Shimon mention sela or even? So this is a subject of the Nesivos HaKodesh. He vacillates back and forth whether Sela or Evan is Bedafka or Lavdafka. Let's say he does Haktar on the ground itself. However, the Chazon Ish and the Brisker Rav, they write that if he was marked there on the ground, he'd be Potter even according to Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon was the one who expanded the Chiyuv beyond the Mizbeach, but only to Sela and Evan, but not to the Aretz. And we're not exactly sure why that's so. What's the difference between Sela and Evan? The Chazon Ish goes further and he says the Sela and the Evan have to be 10 Tfachim high. It sounds like Reb Shimon is just expanding the definition of Mizbeach. He doesn't mean that there's an absolute all-inclusive iser of halah b'chutz. He means it's on a mizbeach b'chutz, but the seller of the eved might have certain dimensions of a mizbeach. Let's just read the beginning of the sugyas ha-gemara. Maishna mala lehejet potur. Gemara asks the following question. The case of malehejet potur, we saw in the beginning of our Mishnah d'chsiv. In the parasha of Halo b'chutz, it says Vel Pesach ol moed lo yivienu lasoso l'ashem. So he was malo l'shem Hashem, but not l'shem hedjot. So the Gemara asks Halo b'shchita nami haksiv. The pasuk in shchita says Vel Pesach ol moed lo yivienu l'akrivo l'akriv korban l'ashem. Why don't we derive the conclusion that a shochet b'chutz is only chayv v'shechtzit l'shem Hashem? And the Gemara answers, "Shani Hosam, the din in Shechita b'chutz is different." The Omer Kra, the pasuk says, "Ish Ish mi Beis Yisrael, Asher Yishchat Sharo Kesev O Eiz b'Machaneh." And the double language "Ish Ish" is coming to be Marbe, a Shochet l'Shem Ish, and he's Chayev. So the Gemara asks, "Abi Allah Nami Ksev Ish Ish mi Beis Yisrael Minager Asher Yagur B'Solcham Asher Yalo Lo Zavach." Why don't we derive from the extra word ish the same ribui that even if it's mal l'shem ish, it should be chayav? And the Gemara answers that the pasuk l'gabi Allah's chutz of ish ish is miboyle, I need it for something else, for a ribui, for shnayim, shehelu, be'ever, echad. The two people are holding on to the ever, as we saw in the last part of the Mishnah, and in halach chayavim, they're both chayav as a joint effort. Each one is chayav. And that we derive from ish ish, the two anoshim, the two ishes here. But now again, we have a maichazis kind of situation, right? We're not sure why we would choose to use ish ish as a ribui for shnayim, this in the case of Allah, whereas the ish ish in the case of shechita is going to mean a ribui for l'shem hedjot. So the Gemara asks, ihachi, if ish ish is coming to mechayev two, in Allah, be'ever echad is hochenami, why not derive the same conclusion, the same ribui in Shechita? And miboyle, we should use the pasuk ish ish l'shnayim shachzu b'sakim v'shachtu shechayovim. Why does the Mishnah say shnayim shachzu b'sakim? If they shech the b'chutz the p'turim, why not derive from ish ish that we should be mechayev the shochet together with another shochet? In other words, if they're both, instead, you know, the ribui, the ish ish is coming to be marba the hedjot, l'shem hedjot. So the Gemara answers, shani hosam, the din of shechita b'chutz is different. We cannot darsh an ish ish for two people holding on to the sack and simultaneously they shechta together the omar kra, because the pasuk says v'nichrasa ish ahu mikerev amo, and the word ahu is a biyut echad v'lo shnayim. So if two people shecht, then for sure they're potur, and therefore the ish ish could not be a ribui for shnayim shaoksim, because we have a mir to exclude shnayim shaoksim v'sakim for the poskahu, and therefore let's use the ribui of ish ish to include a shechita l'shem hedjot. Ihachi, the Gemara is still not happy about it. Why? Because Gabi Allah Nami Haksiv, it says Hahu. In the case of Allah, there's also a pasuk Vinichras Ish Hahu Me Amav, Hahu Beloshin Yachid, which should exclude the case of two people holding on to an Aver and they were Mala Bachutz together. And the Gemara answers, Mi Boile, we need the pasuk Hahu in the parish of Halos Chutz. Here we're turning to Graf Kuf Chesamid Beis, Lim Ute Shogeg, or onus. In other words, if a person made a mistake and he was mala b'chutz, for example, he thought that there's no iser bama, and therefore he was mala b'chutz. That would be a classical scenario of a shogeg or onus. Maybe he thought that not only in an Abamas Tzibur, but even in an Abamas Yachid, you're allowed to be Mala Kodshin Bachutz. In other words, the Torah does not at all prohibit Shechitas Kodshin Bachutz. Umuteh, or perhaps other people misled him, In all these cases, he's potter mikores based on the pasuk ahu. Nui hachi, if you're using the ahu to potter up shogeg onus and muta, is hachinami here too in the case of shechita b'chutz. Why not use the pasuk ahu, which we use to potter up shnaim she oksim v'sakin and shechted together, we should certainly use the pasuk ahu for someone who shechted b'chutz and he was confused, he was misled, or he never knew b'chlal about the iser of chutz. And the Gemara answers, trei ahu ksive. In the parash of shechita chutz, the word ahu appears twice. Here's the pasuk. It says v'nichras ha'ish ahu mikerev amo, and it says dam yechashiv li'ish ahu. So we have ahu twice. One ahu is going to patter up the shochet who is onus shogeg umuta. The second ahu is going to patter up shnayim sheshochtu. So now the Gemara asks, Ela Lashem, in the parash of shechita, why does it say Lashem lomali? We shouldn't dashen the word Lashem to teach me that he's not chayev unless he shechts Lashem, because we derive from the pasuk Yishish that he's chayev if he shechts lehejit. So what do we do with the pasuk Lashem? And the Gemara answers, we're going to derive from the pasuk Lashem that he's chayev only if he shechts b'chutz that which is royally karev Lashem b'fnim, to the exclusion of this amiut for lahotzi sara mishtaleach. If he shechts outside the azora sara mishtaleach, which is not omed li karev Lashem, he's pot. Okay, Rabosai, so we're going to stop here. We're now on the top of daf kuf ches omed beis, and we're up to the third line, which is Chomer Beha'Allah. Mr. Shem will continue this after Shabbos.